Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Coming to you today from my office here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, Branson, Missouri. I'm going to begin a series. It's going to be Signs of His Coming. I do believe that Jesus Christ is coming again, and I do believe that He's coming again very, very soon. So we're going to look in our series that from many different angles. We're going to begin, and I'm excited about it. I'm studying about it, the God calendar, the Hebrew calendar, how it ties in with the signs of His coming. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. But right now, we're going to look at the last great outpouring of His glory. You can call it the former and latter rain outpouring. You can call it the glorious church, the last great revival. All of these names talk about a period in which the church of the Lord Jesus Christ will be operating in the fullness and power of His presence and His glory, and the earth will see it. Now, we're going to be talking about that as a sign of His coming, especially about the manifestation of that outpouring as it comes through Australia and New Zealand and the uttermost part of the earth. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, He said, "You will receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth." And that's what we're going to be talking about right here on this broadcast this week. I'm just back from Australia. And oh, this is alive in my heart because I see the beginnings of that great outpouring. This week I'm going to be reading a lot to you from a book that talks about it. And that book is entitled The Smith Wigglesworth Prophecy and the Greatest Revival of All Time. So many people who look for this refer to the Smith Wigglesworth Prophecy. There's a book out about it, and I'll recommend that book for you at the end of the program. Right now, I'm going to start by telling you how I came into such hunger and thirst and became a student of this last outpouring and of the manifestation of the glory of God. I'm reading to you from chapter 1 in my book, The Blood and the Glory. This chapter is entitled The Revelation of the Blood and How It Came. I was not looking for a revelation of the blood when it came. I was looking for a manifestation of the glory. For I had been on a more than 20-year-long Holy Spirit-led study of the glory of God. The revelation of God's glory manifested in His church became the central theme of my ministry and the yearning of my heart. The church the Lord Jesus Christ comes to receive unto Himself will not be a downtrodden, backslidden, weakened church, but will be filled with the glory of God. Of course, this is based on the book, on the chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians, verse 27, that we will be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. I heard faithful men and women of God prophesy about it through those years. Reoccurring themes in the prophecies which so thrilled me spoke of signs, wonders, miracles, and even translations. I heard through the lips of more than one proven prophet that even the faces of believers will be so changed they will shine with the glory of God as His presence fills His temple. That was when I first came into Pentecost, 1967. I heard Sister Wilkerson. I heard other prophets, Sister Grace. And of course, I heard Brother Kenneth E. Hagin prophesying about the great last day outpouring in the glory of God. Eventually, I went to work for Kenneth E. Hagin and became the editor of publications there. In 1975, the Lord spoke to Brother Hagin and said, "It would behoove you to look up every scripture in the Bible on the subject of the glory." And then he listed all those scriptures, and he began to preach about the glory of God. I would watch him on the platform, and he listed those scriptures, and he tucked them in the back of his Bible case. And I could always tell when the Spirit of God would, like, hit Brother Hagin, he'd, like, jump a little bit. And I could see him fish then in the back of that Bible for that list of scriptures. And he'd get up in the service and he'd start reading the scriptures on the glory of God. He would start, of course, in the Old Testament with the glory on the mountain and the glory in the tabernacle and the glory in the temple. And he'd read right on through. And somewhere in that reading, the manifestation of the glory of the Lord in the form of a bright cloud would roll in from the back of the congregation. I figured that if it would behoove him to look up all the scriptures on the glory, it would behoove me. Now, there came across my path. I actually wasn't looking for this. I think the Lord does these things for me. But the other day, this came across my path, and it is Kenneth E. Hagin. This is October 31st, 1975. He was preaching in the Washington, D.C. area, and at the conclusion of his preaching on the glory of God, he said this, quote, and I'm quoting Kenneth E. Hagin, "Last May, the Lord said to me, it would pay you to examine my word concerning the glory of God. For, he said, you see, that which you have seen, and that which has been made manifest in your meetings and in others as well, is a manifestation of the glory of God that was manifested in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, and it will come into a greater manifestation than it has heretofore. And so, back there in May, I began to examine the scripture on the subject. And when I did, there was almost a whole new world opened up to me." And for you who just tuned in, I'm quoting Kenneth E. Hagin and a prophecy and a word he gave at the conclusion of a sermon on preaching the glory of God. I'll begin with this paragraph. "And so, back there in May, 1975, I began to examine the scripture on the subject. And when I did, there was almost a whole new world opened up to me. I got 5 sermons on the glory of God, but I've just preached one of them, this one here, the teaching here. There are some others that are very enlightening about the glory of God. And the Lord said to me, you're in the edge of it right now. But there will be a manifestation. Israel," he went on to say to me, "were not born again. I had to get through to them through the outward man, through their physical senses. Then he said to me, too many Christians are living in the flesh, and their body and physical senses are dominating them, instead of their spirits dominating them. And I have to go through the physical to get to them. So when my power is in manifestation where it can be seen and felt and heard, then it affects these people. And there will be many of them that will be swept into the kingdom of God." And Brother Hagin goes on, "And so I examined the scriptures last May, and he said to me," I'm interpreting what he said to me, you see, he says things to your spirit sometimes that are not in just specific words. I hope you can understand that the revelation of it comes. I'm more or less interpreting what I got in my own spirit about it. He said to me there would come a wave of this glory that would begin this fall. Now, he wasn't just talking about our meetings. He was seeing an increase in many ways in our, we are seeing an increase in our meetings, but he wasn't just talking about my meetings, but others as well. And recently we've heard reports of things happening. A Baptist church in Texas where the roof looked like it was on fire. And then a prophecy came. And here it is. The best is yet to come. For the end of all things is at hand. And the work that must be done quickly. And so a short work shall be done. And the hand of the Lord shall be seen upon his people. And the glory of God shall be seen upon his people. Yea, it shall be in manifestation as a light, as a cloud, as a brightness, as smoke. Yea, it shall be in manifestation, and people shall fall, and people shall be healed. And the miraculous shall be made manifest among those who are the people of God. And the hearts of many shall be made to rejoice. Yea, the hearts of many who are now in darkness shall be turned to walk in the light. And there shall be those even who hold key positions as leaders of the nation, that shall turn toward the Lord and shall walk in his glory. And the blessings of the Lord shall rest upon his own. In the world, men may grow more wicked and darkness may prevail, but the light of God shall shine, and the army of the Lord shall go forth, and they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits, and the work of God shall be consummated in these days, saith the Lord of hosts. Folks, that's absolutely the truth. The word of God shall be consummated. Now, he has word that has been spoken over judgment of the nations. He has words that have been spoken about this last great end time revival. And they are certainly to be fulfilled. I was reading Psalm 96 in a morning devotion recently. Verse 13 is translated in the Art Scrolls Hebrew translation like this. For he arrives to judge the earth. Notice there are two arrivals. He will judge the world with righteousness and nations with his faithful truth. That has to do with the world and with nations. A commentary by Aragos Habosim, a Hebrew sage, said, in the future, all the predictions of the prophets will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. All the scripture will be fulfilled. All the scripture about the glorious church. All the scripture about the judgments of nations, which we are seeing right now. And that'll be a part of our study as we go on into looking for the signs of his coming. We're going to have some lessons, some chapters, some radio broadcasts. And these radio broadcasts, don't forget, are archived on our webpage, billybrim.org. When I read this scripture in Psalm 93, something about that commentary by the Hebrew sage, in the future, all the predictions of the prophets will be fulfilled. Something grabbed me. And I thought about the prophetic scriptures I've studied for years. I thought about prophecies that I've personally heard from the lips of proven prophets. These certain to be fulfilled words command my attention, especially in the light of where I've been and what I've witnessed in the past 2 months. I've been to Australia, and I am witnessing the last great outpouring as it begins in Australia. This week we're going to be talking about that, and I'm going to be reading to you from a book, The Smith Wigglesworth Prophecy and the Greatest Revival of All Time. This book normally sells for $10. We'll sell it to you for $8 radio special. We're offering it with 800 Horsemen, Cole Stringer's book on Australia's place in Bible prophecy. He talks too about the Wigglesworth prophecy in here. Without the Australian Light Horseman involvement, it is doubtful if there would be a modern nation of Israel. You can have these by telephoning us at 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, or you can write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. You can give online and help support this radio broadcast, or you can drop it in the mail. And we want to be with you as we examine the signs of his coming. This is Billy Brim saying to you, Shalom, shalom, until next time.